Welcome back, everybody. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. It's National Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Let's not say we did. Born on this date, let's do several of these and see how many you recognize. In 1818, former Governor John Gill Shorter, he was in office as the Civil War broke out, but lost re-election in 1863. In 1894, boogie woogie and blues man Charles Cow Cow Davenport of Anniston. In 1945, actor and musician Francois Clemens of Birmingham. He played Officer Clemens on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And in 1974, former NFL wide receiver Joey Kent of Huntsville. Today we have Methodists, Uterine Didelphus, American Idol, Yahoo Stigmas, and more. My name's Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. The United Methodist General Conference is taking place today through May 3rd in Charlotte, North Carolina, reports AL.com's Greg Garrison. It's the denomination's first general conference since 2019, and its first since most Alabama congregations left the United Methodist Church over its possible direction on same-sex marriage and the ordaining of openly gay clergy. Greg's sources, including the Reverend Kelly Clem, who's a retired minister for the North Alabama Conference, said priorities over the next couple weeks include removing anti-homosexual language and revising the social principles. Another woman with a double uterus has given double births at UAB Hospital. Here's Amanda Karamabadi with the story.
The second Alabama woman with a rare double uterus has given birth to twins at the state's largest hospital. Shelly Pasco birthed one baby from each uterus at UAB Hospital last month.
So this is Kaylee, and that's Camden. They were born on March 6, 2024.
Pasco had experienced two miscarriages before discovering she had a double uterus.
I think everyone had to look it up at first to make sure we weren't pulling the wool over their eyes. Just because no one had ever really heard of it.
The condition is rare. About 3 in 1,000 women have a double uterus, but only 1 in 1 million women will have a double pregnancy and 2 uteruses.
Technically, she had what's called a uterine didelphus, but to have twins is what made it so rare. This pregnancy started at the same time. It was 2 eggs that were fertilized. They just happened to land in different uteruses.
Pasco's delivery was scheduled via cesarean section or C-section, with both babies born healthy.
Finally getting to hold them, knowing that I had been carrying them for so long. It was just a miracle.
Another woman with a double uterus, Kelsey Hatcher, also recently gave birth to twins at the same hospital.
First of all, I was thrilled since she was ahead of me. It was really nice because it gave us confidence that her case would be followed so well by the staff here that they can then translate anything they learned to our case as well.
Pasco and Hatcher are in touch and finding support in each other's journeys. Despite the challenges, Pasco remains optimistic about her experience and hasn't ruled out having more children.
Thank you, Amanda. Uterine didelphus is our science phrase of the day. 2 Alabama teenagers have made it into the top 10 on American Idol, reports AL.com's Lawrence Becker. 19-year-old Mia Matthews of Center performed Miranda Lambert's Over You, and 15-year-old Tristan Harper of McIntosh performed Luke Combs' Beautiful Crazy during Monday night's round to advance. They'll sing again Sunday night on ABC. Well, PETA has taken a shot at the Floribama mullet toss, reports AL.com's Warren Kulo. Now, I don't mean somebody from PETA attempted to perform the tradition. I mean, they don't like it. But they did have an idea for a replacement. They want the Floribama owners to use rubber fish and have the event catered by PETA, which would serve tasty vegan fish sandwiches, which raises the question, what do you use as bait to catch a vegan fish? Now, for the uncultured, the Mullet Toss and Greatest Beach Party is a decades-old event in which thousands of people show up, mullet are thrown across the nearby Florida-Alabama state line, and more than $100,000 is raised for local charities. Mullet are plentiful along the Gulf Coast and are commonly used as cut bait or as food, usually fried or smoked. The deceased mullet that are tossed at the Floribama end up feeding animals at Alligator Alley or the Gulf Coast Zoo. PETA President Ingrid Newkirk wrote in a letter to Floribama co-owner John McInnes that the mullet toss has a, quote, certain Yahoo stigma, And apparently, she meant that in a negative way. The Talladega Superspeedway social media folks always post a bunch of photos of stuff that fans leave behind after the big NASCAR races there. Now, this time, it actually didn't look as bad as it could have been. So well done, race fans. There were a lot of tents and blankets and grills and such. There was also a Florida Gators cornhole board left behind. It was spelled right and everything, but it looked to me like only one of the two boards was in the photo, which likely indicated that the Gators fans really tried to take them back to Gainesville, but probably got in a hurry and miscounted as they loaded them into the hatchback. Well, thank y'all so much for listening. We're going to be back here again tomorrow. Until then, y'all come on by and see what we're doing on the internet at al.com.